Thank you. It is a real joy, blessing, privilege, and an honor to be here. We're grateful for the Lord's great mercy, His love, and His compassion and tenderness in saving us, a wretched sinner such as myself. I never get tired of speaking about how good God is and has been to me. And I appreciate His infinite wisdom in loving me as a vile sinner and saving me and giving me the free gift of eternal life. And I realize that I'm unworthy and never have been worthy, but I'm glad He's made me worthy through His precious blood. The Bible said outside the shedding of the blood, there's no remission, no forgiveness for sin. And I'm glad, thank God, my sins have been forgiven and they're under the blood. And I know Him, not just about Him, but I know Him as my personal Savior. I'm glad that He got personally introduced to me and I got acquainted with Him in a personal way. My mother's prayers caught up with me and her prayers was answered. God heard her prayers that come from Moab before God Almighty. And God dealt with me as a young man void of understanding, blinded by the godless world. I'm glad God gave me a place of repentance. And I got sick of myself, ashamed of myself. And I sincerely and earnestly and honestly repented and turned from myself and turned from my sins, called upon Him with a broke heart and a contrite spirit. I'm glad that when I did, He saved me just like I was. He changed me completely, put a new nature in me, a divine nature. God in me, Christ in me, the hope of glory. And for nearly 42 wonderful years, I've been enjoying this wonderful, complete, perfect, pure, and powerful salvation. Jesus, the only one that saved the beloved to save you from sin, qualify you and justify you, make you worthy to go to heaven. Outside of Him, beloved, there's no way in the world you can go from earth to heaven outside of Jesus. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And no man come to the Father but by Him. He's the new and the living way. He's the one that's consecrated us through the veil, that is to say, His flesh. He bore our sins in His own body on the tree when He died and gave up the ghost at Calvary. Beloved, He made the way into the holiest of holies by the new and living way. This is the living way. Thank God He died for us, and He was crucified for us, and He bore our sins in His own body on the tree, the just, the unjust, the holy, for the unholy, that He might reconcile us back to God Almighty through the blood of His cross. And I'm glad I'm saved. I know I'm an unworthy creature. I never could merit salvation. I'm not good enough. I was shaped in iniquity, and so are you, beloved. We're shaped in iniquity and born in sin. We have a sinful, shameful, depraved, Adamic nature, and it's so wretched. Flesh. This reason the Apostle Paul said, O wretched man that I am, who shall deliver me from the body of this death? He said, I thank God that through Christ Jesus our Lord. He said, I with my mind, that is, the mind of Christ, serve the law of God with my flesh, the law of sin. There's sin in our members. We're wretched. We're sinners by birth, beloved, and then we become sinners by choice. And when we make that choice, we become alienated and separated from God Almighty, and sin is imputed, beloved, and we're found guilty before God, awareness of our sins, and if we die in sin, we wind up taking of a second death. But I'm glad He died the death of me. He that knew no sin became sin for me, that I might be made the righteousness of God in Him. And I'm glad that I'm saved. Saved by His marvelous, amazing grace. Thank God. And grace is an unmerited favor. It's something you don't deserve, something you're not worthy of, something you never could obtain within yourself. God commended His love toward us, and that while we were sinners, Jesus died the death of a sinner, yet He knew no sin, but it became sin for you and I, that might be made the righteousness of God in Him. And if you get to heaven, you certainly have to be justified, beloved. The only thing can justify you is atoning blood. The Bible says He was delivered, that is, for our offenses, our sins, and raised again for our justification. I preach a lot about salvation because as I talk with people and see people as religious and church members, and a lot of them's good folks, a lot of ladies, and they're real sweet people, but they're confused. They're under a bunch of vultures. They're under a bunch of wildfire so-called pastors and bishops and sisters. They may call themselves and preachers, no matter what they may say. They're not really qualified. Remember, the priests, they don't have the indwelling of the Holy Spirit of God in them. They've never experienced the new birth. And Jesus said, the blind cannot lead the blind. They'll all fall into ditch. They got some type of wild emotional experience that they've had, and they get all worked up in their flesh and carry on foolishly, say things that are ignorant. But, beloved, they don't really have a real good understanding about what it really means to be converted and born again. They think just because they joined up with the church and got baptized in a watery grave and had good intentions and, of course, believe Jesus was the Son of God. I always believe that, but you got to believe on Him. You got to trust Him. You got to take Him as your personal Savior. You got to realize you're a sinner without hope in the world, blinded by the godless world, on your way to burning hell, Brother, if you don't repent of your sins and trust the shed blood of Jesus Christ and accept Him as your personal Savior, beloved, believe on Him, receive Him into your heart, you're going to wind up dying with just a head nod and a lip service and an empty heart. Now, the heart here does not mean the muscle that pumps the blood. That's an organ, beloved, in the body. That's a muscle that pumps the blood. That's what keeps the body going, beloved, is that heart, that pump that pumps the blood throughout the body. But, beloved, it's not talking about the fleshly heart. It's talking about a spiritual heart. That is, the inner you, the real you, this house in this earth, the house that you're tabernacle in, beloved, all of us in a house of clay, a body, beloved, a corruptible body. We're going to one time when at death a while, we're going to have an incorruptible body, but till we do, when this old body of clay, this old corrupted nature, this vile nature, beloved, we're housed in it, and beloved, as long as we're in it, we're going to have temptation. But he's saying that for the heart that is the soul, the depth of the soul, with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And beloved, when you get saved, when you get born again, when he gets alive in you, I guarantee you, you're going to tell somebody about it. Not just talk about feeling good or doing better or joining the church or you got baptized or you joined the local assembly. A lot of folk have that kind of testimony right away. You know, they never had a personal experience in grace. When they don't get talking about how they just got baptized and just joined up the church, you know, there's nothing's happened to them, brother. That's all they've got. That's all they've experienced. They never have experienced a new birth. But when you get saved, first thing you'll do is you want to tell somebody, I got saved. My sins forgiven and I'm a Christian now. Jesus is alive in me. Thank God I know that I've been saved. The Bible said, you know your past from death unto life. God gives you love for the brethren, for the blessed book, and for the fellowship of the Holy Spirit of God. When you get saved, I'll guarantee you, beloved, you'll have a complete turnaround. I'll guarantee you, the old things that you used to desire and run after, they'll fall off you. Like when an old dog dies, well, you don't have to beat the fleas off. They just jump off. He's dead. They have no desire to stay on that old dog, beloved, because he's dead. And when you die to sin, beloved, those old bad habits just fall off of you, beloved, when you get saved. They did me. When I got saved, my drinking, my smoking, my gambling, my cussing, all my righteous living, when I got saved, beloved, it quit me. I had no longer any desire to run like I had in time past. I had a new nature, a divine nature, and that nature led me to the house of God. I couldn't hardly wait to get in the church, beloved. I loved it. I attended all the services they had, prayer meetings and Sunday school, Sunday morning, Sunday night, Wednesday night, beloved, choir practice, visitation, nursing homes. I mean, I just couldn't get enough of it. I was so excited and so joyful about what I was expressing and feeling in my soul. I had something that delighted me, that satisfied me, that I'd never found before. All my drinking, all my smoking, all my gambling, all my cussing, there were almost things that satisfied me. It was just a pleasure sin for season. I mean, it excited me, but I never got satisfied. But when I got saved, I got satisfied. I got perfectly satisfied. I want you to know that Jesus satisfies. Now, I guarantee you, when you get saved, you'll be satisfied. You'll be a new creation, and old things will pass away, and all things become new to you when you get saved. I'm talking about saved from sin. For with the heart, that's the soul, the depth of the soul, the real eternal you, the immortal you, housed in an earthly tabernacle, that body, beloved, that you're housed in an earthly house, that's the real you, that's the eternal you, and that's the heart he's talking about. For with the heart, man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. When you get saved, I'll guarantee you, you'll be the first one to know it, beloved. Won't nobody have to try to take you to some room and get you off in some corner and pray you a sinner's prayer and talk you into this thing, beloved. When you cry out to God with your broke heart and your contrite spirit, that's all you need. The Bible says the sacrifice of God is a broken heart and a contrite spirit. And you can't do that, and you won't do that if you've not been spoken to by the Holy Spirit of God. Nobody gets saved. Nobody comes to the Father except by the Son, beloved. And the Spirit of God got to draw you. He's got to deal with you. He's got to convict you before he converts you, beloved. You've got to get convicted about your sin. You've got to realize that you're a sinner. The Philippian jailer said to the Apostle Paul, sir, what must I do to be saved? And Paul said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved. Now, that's not easy believism. That's me receiving him, accepting him as one's personal Savior. And he preached unto him Jesus. When he got through preaching, I guarantee you, he got saved. Him and all of his house, he was converted and born again. The old life that he lived in time past, I guarantee you, it died when he died, and he was a brand new creation, a brand new creature in Christ Jesus, and old things passed away, all things become new. The world's religious and lost. God have mercy. I said Sunday in church, brother, I said, God have mercy on these Baptist preachers. Brother, I'm a Baptist preacher, but I'm ashamed of most Baptist preachers. Most of them, all they are, just a wolf in sheep clothing, brother. They're just a hireling. They're not real. They're not real. They're phonies. They're going out for the salary and for the fame and everything else that they can muster up and get out of it, brother. But I'm glad the Bible said that God knoweth them that are his. He said, let every man that named the name of Christ depart from iniquity. Not only the Baptist, all these other denominations say, Lord God, have mercy. How pitiful it is. Brother, a bunch of hirelings, a bunch of fictitious, phony bulls in sheep clothes, a bunch of bums and buzzards. I call the ladies on these multimillionaire preachers on TV. They're a bunch of religious thieves. God have mercy. They're going to wind up burning in hell, and rightly so and justly so, brother. They've got their day coming. You know the old saying, every dog has his day? Well, brother, they got a day coming. They're going to wish they never had been born. When they wind up dying in their sins, they lift their eyes in a burning place of eternal torment and damnation in an unquenchable fire. Let me tell you something. When you get saved, when you get born again, I can guarantee you, there's a new nature, there's a divine nature placed inside of you. A new heart, a new desire. You start thinking different, walking different, and talking different. If that's not happened to you, I'm not talking about a case of do-betters. I'm not talking about turning over when you leave. I'm not talking a case of the feel-betters, beloved. I'm talking about being born again. I'm a corrupt seed, but an incorrupt seed by the Word of God that liveth and abideth forever. When it happens to you, it'll transform you. It'll change you. I guarantee you that it will. And beloved, I guarantee you, it'll take to make a complete turnaround. The Bible said, therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature, old things pass away. They'll pass away out of your life when you get saved. And all things will become new to you when you get converted and born again. I know it happened to me. Listen, religion can't do that, beloved. The Baptist has no power to do that. Neither does any other denomination, no matter what they may proclaim or boast about or talk about, beloved. It's not the one name under heaven given among men, but by all the world must be saved. And that lovely name, that precious name, the only name is the ever-loving name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He is the Christ, the Son of the living God, the Savior of all mankind. I'm not interested whatever folks say or teach or talk about it, beloved. They can't persuade me to be any different. I've already been persuaded, beloved. Already been persuaded by the Holy Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost of God, beloved, that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of the living God. He's my personal Savior, and I've been enjoying this wonderful salvation now for nearly 42 wonderful years. And if you're not saved, I want you to get saved. I don't need nothing you got, beloved. I'm interested not in you, what you have. I'm interested in your soul. I want you to come to yourself, see yourself, repent of your sins, and your blinding mind be open up. Listen, I said, as the eye, the light of the body, the mind, the light of the soul. And brother, the Word of God brings light. And if you'll just listen and pay attention, take heed to it, receive the granted word with meekness, He'll save your soul just like you are. Now, I see my time just about going. Write to us, pray for us, and God bless you. It's our prayer in His name. Amen.